Welcome back to the Take Cave. It is Tuesday the 20th. The semester is almost over and we've got a great episode for you today. We start with King and Clown like we open off every week, and then we actually have a recurring guest coming on. It's Soccer John, if you remember him, the crazy Chelsea fan who's also, I think he's just a big like English UK guy in soccer or football or whatever it is. I'm not totally sure. We're going to get to that later. We haven't recorded it yet, but it's going to be great. And we're going to call that Soccer John on the Super League. So stay tuned for that. It's a great day. Chives is wearing a cutoff for this, so we've got some extra energy coming into the week. I'm a little intimidated. But yeah, let's roll.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the
I'm not here to hang with Ohio State. I'm here to beat Ohio State. Sorely.
In the end zone.
I think I got my swagger back.
You play to win the game. Hello?
His very first move as the executive was to sign Lamar Odom, who was on crack.
The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. But they are who we thought they were. And we let him off the hook.
Benjamin, guys, he's 6'5", he's 245 pounds. He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
I'm not fucking leaving.
The show goes on.
Yeah, like usual, we're going to start it off this week with King and Clown, beginning of the week. So we had a good weekend, I guess, in sports. I'm trying to think if anything really happened other than some baseball games, maybe some NBA.
Some great boxing.
Oh, yeah. We should start off by talking a little boxing. I forgot about that.
Whoa, I kind of have one. I have a king or a clown. I have a king or a clown for boxing, so I don't want that.
Do you want to start then? I want to start. Let me give you the four then so we can talk a little boxing.
All right. I guess I'll start king. You start clown. Does that sound good?
Sure.
All right. My first king, I'm going a little out of order here, but I'm just going to jump right to him. Ben Askren. Everyone kind of hates this guy right now, but I did some research in the last hour. I kind of love him. He's a very good guy. Everyone was saying, oh, he just stole $100 and he was smiling. Like, he didn't care. Like, he just
got $100 from that?
No. Well, at least $100. Probably
you
more
said
than
he
that.
Stole $100.
No, I totally said that wrong. He stole like a million okay. bucks at least. It's like, I think it works 500K. Plus, like, all the streaming feeds and stuff that go into that, just pay-per-view. So he gets that.
And how much did Jake Paul get?
Jake Paul probably got a lot more. I'm not really reading into him because I don't really like him. But basically what he said from the get-go he didn't really care what the outcome. He just boxed in high school and thought it'd be fun to do it again.
So he's going to say that after?
No, he said it up front. He said after.
You're buying into this guy. He's a loser.
I don't care. Let me finish.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't agree with this at all.
You haven't even heard all my points yet. You haven't heard my points yet. So that's the first part. If he said it up front, I'm not going to go look and see if he actually did say it up front. But like, if afterwards you say that like you said something up front, I think you just have to believe them. Like, I'm not going to go digging for it. So A, that. B, he just wanted to have fun. And also, he was really upset pre-fight and during fight about the fact that the entertainment, it was Snoop Dogg was a co-founder in a company. It's called Triller. They kind of host the whole fight and they're like a social media site or something like that. Not big enough yet for me to really know what it is.
Triller?
Triller? Yeah. It's like a,
did you just try to explain Triller?
Is it social media?
No, not really. So basically, Triller just paid a bunch of like the TikTok stars like a shitload of money because they thought that TikTok was going to like shut down. And for like a couple of weeks this last summer, like every TikToker was like making like a video like, oh my God, thank you for the support. It's been a great run. Everyone knew it was never actually going to shut down. Like, who's actually going to come and physically delete TikTok off your phone? So anyway, while this like actually was going around, Triller paid a bunch of these people to like, hey, come do Triller. Like, Triller will be the next TikTok. Obviously, it never was, but like, Triller has so much money invested in like these fights and like with these young pop stars, like people like Jake Paul, Logan Paul, like Bryce Hall. Triller's like sponsoring a lot of those type of people.
So are they kind of like rivals with TikTok now?
No, I wouldn't say they're rivals. I'd almost say now that they like can coexist.
How do they coexist if they're like the same platform? They're both like, how working. Are they sponsoring both people?
Because like, TikTok's not going out and sponsoring these fights. Like, Triller's more getting their name out there. TikTok's more of just a social media platform that you don't see many like TikTok-sponsored stuff.
But Triller's trying to become the next TikTok.
No, I disagree now. Now I think they've kind of changed their course since TikTok's reestablished itself.
Now they're just like an entertainment company?
I feel like they're more of name brand company. Like, their big thing now is, hey, associate with these type of people and they'll become more popular. You know what I mean? Like, I've downloaded the app on my phone. I haven't used it.
They're just kind of, this is like that South Park episode where they make the app and the app doesn't do anything. It's just like a startup company, but everyone keeps getting it and they're like really big fans of it.
The Washington Redskins one?
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Like, what is
the, no, I feel they like just the app, get people just the app to like is put just money like, into their fund. There was no app.
Yeah, people just like pay them and then they pay other people, but like there's no like core value.
You have to believe
them.
In this business. Like, it's actually working.
I know it's working. I just think it's kind of like funny how
do
like
you, okay, their so what do you model. Think about the boxing match? Was it like a legit boxing match?
No, that was so fake. Like, it was so it was fake. Definitely it was kind of like staged. An unfair fight. Yeah, it was definitely staged.
Staged.
But can I get back to yes, definitely. I don't think he's any better of a boxer after this. But he was kind of looking
out. You want
me to
tell you something?
No, I want to tell you something. Ben Askren, my king, he was actually looking out for the kids.
You are such a clown. No. Like, this guy's a loser. And he's fat.
Okay. He was not in great shape for this fight. You're right there.
See, but you picking the side of this guy is just like so like telling of like how you feel about like the up and coming startups of like these type of people, like, and they're fighting and their like whole brand of like you're like on this other side, like cheering for the other guy.
No.
Like, you thought of the Nate Robinson Jake Paul fight as like sports versus like the pop culture world and like sports lost. But really it wasn't that.
I feel like you're taking my words and twisting them very much. I want you to stop cutting me off here. Askren, he had a lot of dojos. He had a lot of wrestling clubs and everything in between in the mixed martial arts world. And he had a lot of kids watching. And he felt that a lot of the entertainment leading up to the fight and during the fight, he felt embarrassed. And he felt really bad for those parents for putting them in that position of making their little kids go and watch that. So, I don't know. They compared him to America's Dad in that article that I was reading.
For this take.
No, you're an idiot because you're not open-minded in the slightest. Unless
I am open-minded. I am open-minded to these people, like to this like this group of like basically like Bryce Hall, like TikTok YouTubers that are up and coming in this boxing world. I'll tell you right now, Jake Paul versus Conor McGregor. I would take Jake Paul in a boxing match. Yes.
I mean, you
Jake
bring
Paul's
up an
a legit
point.
Boxer. Jake Paul is good.
Do you think
if he
off
wasn't
skill,
that good,
or off paying off McGregor?
What?
You think off skill, Jake Paul would beat McGregor, not off
in being a boxing match? Thrown. Yes, he's younger, he's taller, he's a better boxer.
Every fight
everyone
he's
just
had,
wants to throw out this idea that Jake Paul's not a real boxer. Jake Paul is good.
Every fight he's had, I'll pause the show real quick and get the graphic. Every fight he's had has been set up for his success. He's been fighting people that are just not qualified to fight.
Oh, they're not tall enough. Okay, then why won't these people take their fights against him? He wants to fight McGregor. He wants to put himself in the spotlight. Like, you should respect the hustle of Jake Paul, and he is a legit boxer.
You know
me.
Could
you step
in
the ring and compete with Jake Paul?
No, I'm not a boxer.
But neither is he, according to you.
Okay, but he's like a semi-boxer. Like,
no,
he's
a real boxer. He
I couldn't
earned,
compete with anyone who's ever put gloves
right,
on.
He has earned the right to be considered a real boxer. And someone
once he fights against someone
what
that's
does
not
he
in like a
do?
Triller, yeah. He's like fighting in like these like Triller. This one was just like an entertainment company throwing this. Once he fights in like an actual like legitimate established boxing league against someone who's an established
there's
boxer.
There's no boxing league. Like, you want him to fight in like a big pay-per-view match with like a title on the line.
I'm not saying it has to be a title on the line. I'm saying, well, I mean, you're also saying he beat McGregor, so I think maybe that's what you're thinking. I'm saying if he
I
fights
think a
someone
lot of people underestimate
with a
the
decent
aspect,
record.
I think a lot of people underestimate the aspect that it would be boxing. Jake Paul's a better boxer than Conor McGregor.
if you give Conor McGregor enough time, he would easily be able to whoop Jake Paul in any single fight you like try to put out there. It wouldn't even be close. It wouldn't be close.
I would just say I am an official. The take cave is half a Jake Paul fan.
I would not go.
I will support Jake Paul.
I guess, hey, you do what your shares with you will. I'm going to invest mine a little more calculated. But here, let me just find this graphic real quick. All right. After 3 hours of searching, I was unable to find the graphic. It must have gotten deleted. It probably got censored by Triller or something, that evil corporation that Chives is investing in. But Chives, the floor is yours.
My king is going to be LaMelo Ball, because he was announced probably going to be out for the season after his fractured wrist. He's going to be starting to play again in 7 to 10 days, just returned to practice. And I feel like it's only been like a week and a half since he hurt his wrist.
I saw he could come back to like individual work, which I kind of figured would go for like months. He's actually supposed to be back next week.
7 to 10 days, yeah.
Yeah, I honestly, like, I don't really follow the Hornets that closely, but I kind of feel like he got hurt yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, it seems crazy that he's already back. But yeah, I that's good news for the Hornets. I mean, they're in a playoff race. Maybe we could see them get a few wins.
That probably locks up his rookie of the year if he comes back on time.
Yeah, if he gets back on the court. I don't really know there's anyone else that's running for it.
I mean, what else?
Maybe our guy.
Poku?
Yeah.
Yes, I think we got to start floating his name in the mill a little more. He started off in the G League, but the Thunder's 17th overall pick. I'm not going to try to say the full name, but we're just going to start calling him Poku. He's really been going off both on offense and defense. He's just been a threat.
Poku's been playing well.
Okay, it's Poku. It's not Poco. So it's P-O-K-U. Poku. The Thunder do have like a good base going. SGA, Poku. Dort's really been going off recently. Dort had, I think, 21 in the first quarter the other day. The Thunder could really be like a threatening team down the road.
Yeah, I agree. Dort has been playing well. Like, he'll score a bunch of points in like the first quarter, but then only score like five more the rest of the game. It's kind of funny. But no, I think the future is bright. SGA and then Lou Dort at the two guard spots. Definitely have some other spots to fill and hopefully like get this team in the playoffs in just a couple years. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for the future. Poku.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we have a lot to look forward to. I'd say we probably need like three more years to actually be like a we'll make the playoffs before that, but to actually like have a shot at maybe being a dark horse contender.
We need to continue rebuilding.
And if we could just like somehow put together all those picks into one big prospect, if we could get top five, if we somehow end up in the top five, we could get a good player and then maybe put together a couple more. Like if we could put together some later on picks and get like a, not like a big name star, but like some sort of star that will like be a good chemistry guy. I really like that for us moving forward.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to be pretty good.
All right, I'll go. I had three. I'm probably just going to do one more king. I had an NFL one, but I'm going to go.
Oh, I kind of even forgot the NFL was a thing. The draft coming up? Now I'm excited.
No, not even the draft. Here, I'll give you a hint if you need one more. A certain guy retired today, but don't say his name yet. I'm going to go with my other king being hashtag Doge Day, because I might make a fat sum of money today, or not today, I guess technically tomorrow, because tomorrow's been the day that Elon Musk has been prophesizing as the day that we finally get to a dollar. We're currently, I think, at 40 cents. It's been teetering 39, 40 all day. If you haven't been paying attention to this, the past week, Dogecoin has really gone off after everyone kind of thought it was dead for a while. And as someone who doesn't really follow it that much, but just never cared enough to uninvest or sell, I guess the proper term is
diamond hands.
What?
Diamond hands.
Is that what it's called?
When you hold on and you don't sell, yeah, diamond hands.
All right. Well, I guess I've got some diamond hands, but anyways, I'm not going to say how much, but it's been a pretty nice amount of money so far.
Not going
to
say.
I don't want to get into my financials here. I could get audited maybe. But if it gets to a dollar, I think, I don't know. I might buy a new studio if it gets to a dollar. I can say that.
Nuh-uh. You don't have that much in. No, you don't.
I might buy us because at a dollar, I probably wouldn't.
If it gets yet. To a dollar, you can pay my court costs.
Yes. Okay. We probably have to get to that too soon. Chad's got.
You really think it's gonna get to a dollar?
Yeah, maybe not tomorrow, but I don't know. I guess I think that would be big because like Elon Musk is like, haha, it's like 420. I'll do it on that day. And also he wants to put like a physical Dogecoin on the moon, which I think if that happens, like who's stopping us at that point?
Who is stopping us at that point? Nobody. You're right. No one. I'm a little bit in, not too much.
Should get in now before it could really soar.
I am a little bit, not as much as I'd like to be in.
After this recording, just a little.
I'm really not in any financial. I'll talk about my finances a little bit coming up. So it's just, I'm just not in a position to invest.
All right. Do you want to do one more king or do you just want to move to clown?
I'll move to my clown if we're ready.
All right. Let's just get right into the financials.
Well, we're just going to get right into this weekend because I've had a great awakening. This weekend has led me to take up my new rivalry with the police because they have just screwed me. So it all starts Saturday. I'm at my friend's house hanging out. I thought I had my wallet. Then I was like later realizing, oh, I don't have it. I must have just left it back in my apartment. I get back to my apartment Saturday night. Can't find it. Think, I don't really know. It's probably around. Sunday morning, I wake up. Still can't find it. I'm like, what the heck? I have a call from State College Borough waiting for me. I pick it up. They say they have my wallet. I'm thankful, you know? Then he goes on to say he found my fake ID in the back of my wallet. And we're going to talk about that when I get down to the station. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
So I get down there. I'm so respectful, you know, go down.
Is this still Sunday?
He tells me he's going to give me a fine and I'm going to have to go like do all this stupid stuff that I don't want to do. And like now I tried to go to the court today. The judge wasn't there. Now I have to go back. I probably have to take this class that costs like $200. And then they're only going to give me a $100 fine, but they're making me take this alcohol class. So I didn't even get caught for drinking. You know, the police are just a big sham. I'm telling everybody that right now. Like, it's true.
Okay. Is there any way you could get jail time out of this? I know you were talking about
I would love to get jail time. I am done with the police. Like, this is just unfair. There's no way that the everyday law-abiding citizen should have to fear a fine and something going on their record because they lost their wallet, you know? Like, the cops just, they, like, who is this guy to tell me that, sorry, I'm going to give you this fine and send you to court? Like, you are really nobody. Like, you just want to show off your power. Like, you could have just given it back to me, buddy. But you know what? This has led me for my new rivalry against the cops, and I am not slowing down, and I can't wait to take further action.
Oh, yeah? I know you said, what were you saying? Oh, you said that there you could see a scenario in the future where you actually start protesting?
Yeah, I'm ready to protest. I'm serious. Willing to protest possibly this week.
All right. I'll make an announcement right now. Next week, there's the Jarrett Daveler. I don't know. We'll work on the name, but everyone show up in the streets of State College on Jarrett Daveler's behalf.
For the police, yeah. And yeah. I would just like to say that I have mentioned before, I have defended police on a show earlier in this podcast, and I'm saying I take back that defense of the police.
Disavow?
Disavow.
Okay.
All right, and now I have it out for the police, and I don't care if the police have it out for me because I think police are nobody, you know?
If anyone knows a lawyer, I think. Wait, do you need a lawyer or no?
No, that's fine. I'm not gonna get out of it. It's just such a sham. Like, at this point, I've made it my mission. My dad's a big cop guy. Like, he loves the police. You know, like he has like this big like police flag. Like, you know those police flags.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like. It's not a real thing. Like, you supporting these, like, blue, like, some potential blue lives. There's no blue lives, Dad. You know, like, I'm really going to have to, like, break this news to him that just the cops are not good people.
That's going to be something. I don't know. Are you going to take down the flag from the pool or no?
Yeah, I am.
He's not going to like that. The worst.
Like, how can you sit there and defend the police?
I'm not. I'm just a mediator here. All right, I guess I'll move on to my next clown. Probably even worse than yours.
No.
Kevin Durant. I know you're still on his side because you're not mad anymore. But did you see what he said about Russ this weekend?
Well, yeah, but then he threw him in.
Oh, my God. Are you seriously buying that?
I mean, whatever. Like, I don't really care anymore at this point. Like,
Kevin Durant is like the king.
They had their split, man.
He's the king of trolls. And to go, I think he went in order. It was Kyrie, James Harden, Steph Curry. Then I think he paused Klay Thompson.
He was like,
a long 10-second pause.
No, he was like
Serge Ibaka.
Yeah, no. He's like Kyrie, James. That was James. He's like
Harden,
Klay. I'd have to say Serge then.
Yeah, and you didn't do the pause long enough either. Like waited like a good 10 seconds and then goes, yeah, I guess like Serge Ibaka. and then the guys he's with, I don't remember the show, and I'm not going to advertise it on our airwaves either. But I think the guys were like, you can't think of anyone else? And he's like, no, not really.
From L.A.? They're like, from L.A.? Can't think of anybody you play with from L.A.? And then he's like, oh, yeah, put Russ in there before Klay.
No, he didn't even say that right away. He's like, yeah, I guess Russ over Serge. And then he's like, I don't really remember what else he said. But then he's like, you know what? Tell you what, I feel bad. Like, actually, put Russ at 4 on that list. Which, like, Jesus. Like, you can't tell me he didn't think of the name Russell Westbrook in the first minute that was going on. It took like 2 minutes for him to figure that out, which I just think is kind of like just kind of a punch in the face. What would you say? I actually saw one list of Russ's best teammates of all time. Who would you put on that list? Steven Adams, one.
Doug McDermott, definitely.
Okay, Doug McDermott, two.
Dougie Buckets. Cameron Payne. They would do like those cool like
warm-up yes, dances. No, Cameron Payne. Cameron Payne's
Cameron
up to
Payne,
two.
Dougie McBuckets.
Serge Ibaka. He could be 5.
No. Mr. Thunder, Nick Collison.
No, yeah, Mr. Thunder. And it's Cancer at 5.
No, I'm trying to come up with my own 5. I'm at 3. I would say Cantor, but like I feel like Kim and Russ like were never. Did you? I just feel like you never like really defended Russ. At 3, I'm gonna put. Huh.
Wait a sec.
What?
How about who was that guy that played at Syracuse?
Ray Felton. Years? Raymond Felton.
Good backup.
And at 5, I'm gonna put Kendrick Perkins. Those are Russ's top 5 teammates of all time.
How about the guy? He was number 6. He was at Syracuse. He wore number 3. He was the top pick. His last name started with a D. He was a shooting guard. He just kind of hit like deep threes, but he was really inconsistent. Who? Do you not know who I'm talking about?
Is he white? Oh,
no.
What? Oh, Jeremy Grant?
No. Okay, I don't. I'll try to think of this later.
I really don't know. Can you give me a description again?
He was like a journeyman, kind of. Like he went, he bounced around. Journeyman? He was in Miami, I think, for a good stint.
Did he play for a while on the Thunder?
Maybe 2 seasons. In some of the playoff runs, like when they were the 6th seed against the Rockets, he was on that team.
Really?
I might just look up that.
Players in the NBA.
He's probably retired by now.
Was it Dave Bing?
It was not Dave Bing, whoever that is.
Michael Carter Williams?
Nope.
Elijah Hughes?
Look up retired Syracuse players.
Rakeem Christmas? Tyler Ennis. Is that him?
No, Ennis? Okay. I'm done. I'm done trying to think of this.
Are you sure it's not Ennis?
No, it's not Ennis. I would know this guy.
It's
got to
be Jeremy Grant. He was on the Thunder.
It's not Jeremy Grant. It was so much earlier than that.
So much earlier than that?
All right, this is ridiculous. Let's get...
Wesley Johnson?
No, stop. All right, do you have any...
Tyler London? Clowns?
Any other clowns?
No, I don't, but now I'm really committed to... Fab Mello?
No, we'll figure this out later. All right, I guess we'll move on to our next segment. We welcome on Soccer John now, but before we get to his segment, we just want to announce that it was Dion Waiters. We had to go to break to figure out that it was Dion Waiters after 5 minutes of just reading off old Syracuse players. All right,
I'm heading up this segment. I'm heading up this segment, and I'm
getting it with Soccer John.
I'm getting it started with Soccer John, because me and Soccer John are always going back and forth. I just wanted to first ask, can you explain to me the Super League as if I'm a four-year-old?
Okay, I'll try.
To me, I'll be a five-year-old. So.
Okay, so basically, if I'm explaining it to a four-year-old, you're in preschool, right? And all the richest kids, and at recess, if they have recess in preschool, all the richest kids and the kids with the nicest gear and the nicest soccer cleats.
So we're just assuming all these preschoolers play soccer?
Yeah, that's the main sport that they play at this preschool, at Soccer John's preschool.
So this is some, what country are we growing some up preschool in? Training academy at Soccer John is imagining. This is how he's continuing to explain it. Okay, continue.
Yeah. So usually, so there's five preschools, and they were separated.
Now there's multiple preschools.
All right, so there's five. One for each country: England, Italy, Spain.
I'm only five, France, dude. I don't Germany. Know what the countries are.
Okay, so basically,
is there only one preschool in every single country?
Yes. Wait, no. There's a lot of preschools, but there's sub preschools, and all right, the whole analogy is getting all over the place. But basically. Let's say the richest kids at the preschool, and soccer is the big recess sport. They usually play
preschool
with
academy where everyone plays soccer. All right, I'm back on the same page.
In recess, and at preschool recess, and it's very competitive. so basically, there's a couple of the richest kids and the kids who are really good at soccer at the school. And those kids basically decided, instead of playing against the kids who weren't as rich as them and weren't as good as them, that they all want to make their own preschool and play in that out of the five preschools, leaving the non-richer kids to play with themselves with less. And this is a big league. Like, people really care about this preschool league. Like, the parents are very invested. So what they just get, what the parents get, and what the big fans of the preschool league get is just worse soccer. And people are just not going to want to watch that, the league that they've been watching for hundreds of years, and the history and the integrity of the game of preschool soccer is completely shattered and broken and ruined.
That actually kind of makes sense. At first, you were kind of all off the rails.
You literally just explained the Super League, but just used preschools instead of teams.
Well,
that's
yeah,
what you asked
I mean,
him to do.
I mean, yeah, you're like a four-year-old.
I thought you would have been like, okay, so
I didn't know what high school was when I was a four-year-old.
So basically, yeah. And why do you hate this? Like, why is this so bad for soccer?
Do you hate this?
It's super.
Oh no, Chives! That's what Champions League's all about. We already have a tournament for that.
Yeah,
so
but
what's...
as an Arsenal fan, I don't usually get to make it, so this guarantees me that I'm always in. So why shouldn't I cheer for this?
That's the whole deal. That part of the reason why the Premier League, why people watch it so much, is not for who wins, because the same teams tend to win every year. And a team like Leicester City, a team like Leicester City, it's going to be hard for them to win. No, it's lesser, but a team like them, when it's hard for them to win, what they can play for is they can play for a spot in Champions League. So they have to earn their spot, instead of Arsenal and Tottenham, who are literally just in it because money, and it's a money grab. They didn't do anything to earn their spot because their clubs stink, and clubs like Leicester and West Ham deserve it over them. But now, since UEFA, that's the organization that owns Champions League.
Yeah. So if you play in Super League, you can't play in the World Cup, basically.
Essentially, this would be like a massive hit to UEFA and FIFA's ratings, because even Champions League in general, where they get like the majority of their ratings because of the best versus the best, it wouldn't be like that anymore. So there'd only be about two teams that could like win Champions League now, the teams that refused. So,
I kind of like that
who
rule.
Who can win the Super League?
I don't care about the
Champions League anymore. I only care about the Super League, you know?
But you see, the whole major difference is that the founding clubs like Arsenal and Spurs, like, they didn't do anything to get into this tournament. Like, their teams aren't
even
good.
They're
just rich. But it's all.
But
that's,
I mean,
the point.
Arsenal's historically better than Chelsea.
Well, like, not in the past like 20 years, but like, they haven't been that good. They're just rich.
Yeah, no,
like,
I get it.
Fair.
Like, for soccer, this isn't the best thing. But I think everyone's kind of on the same page that I don't think it'll ever actually happen.
What do you think about the possibility?
No, I don't think it's going to happen.
No. If this does happen, though, this would be great for American soccer because we would win the World Cup every year because we play like Turks and Caicos. Because
we lose Pulisic, you idiot. They're banning Pulisic.
So, yeah, as of right now, as of right now,
we would still be good with MLS.
No, we would. The MLS sucks, you idiot.
The U.S. would actually get affected.
It doesn't matter.
The U.S. would actually get affected very disproportionately compared to countries like Germany. Because the U.S., as of right now, like, yeah, they have rising budding stars, but, like, they only have enough to fill out a starting lineup barely.
Well, the German teams didn't – the German clubs didn't accept yet.
Yeah, so the point of that is, like, even Germany, like, even if they're starting, like, 11, like, weren't there, they'd still have, like, good backups. Like, the U.S., like, doesn't. So, like, it's, like the U.S. will never, ever do anything in a World Cup again, like, even come close. They probably won't even qualify. Like,
well, what if we just start making our guys go to the MLS? Can we just force them?
No, the MLS sucks. Get that through your head. I don't understand.
No,
like,
but
why.
In the future,
what?
If this
no,
happens,
it's no.
We can become the number two league. We could easily become the number two league.
Impossible. No one will ever care about the MLS. It's a joke.
I was talking to Soccer Dave the other day, and Soccer Dave said that that's a great idea.
Soccer Dave doesn't know anything about soccer.
Look, the Super League in itself is an awesome idea if it wouldn't cause all this stuff to be banned and if it was able to get more teams involved. But, like, the historic founding teams are obviously going to draw large crowds and draw a lot of money, so it makes sense why they do it. But no, I agree. It's not the greatest thing for the soccer world, but there's no way that these players are going to end up agreeing to do it if they're banned from the World Cup. So we're going to see some kind of at least compromise, I think.
I would think maybe the same thing, but after I literally just watched a press conference of the president of Real Madrid, who's like one of the major like faces behind this like oligarchy of big clubs. And he seemed really all about the idea. This hasn't been an idea that just was like created about a year ago. This is like 20 years in the making. These big clubs have thought it out. And coronavirus was like finally like the final push. They definitely figured like FIFA and UEFA would like say stuff like this. And I'm sure like they've already had like lawyers look into this.
How can they just say, sorry, you can't play in the World Cup? Can they really do that?
That's going to get overturned because they're going to be like, okay, and then the World Cup's going to realize we're going to lose all of our money because this happened in college football too, or I guess there's college athletics. The states of California and Florida, they both ruled that what was it? It was in name, image, and likeness that players couldn't – they said that players could start profiting off of, I don't know, just their own name. And basically they said, all right, you're banned from all of our championship stuff. Like you can't play in March Madness or the college football playoff. And after they said that, they're basically like, okay. And they basically just said like, they basically were like, all right, we're your alpha and you're not going to say that to us. Like, we're just going to keep doing it. We're going to pull the Pac-12 teams. We're going to pull the floor teams. You're going to lose your money and then you're going to give in to us. And they basically just kind of strongballed them there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all a money grab, like, and eventually, like, at the end of the day, the World Cup, I think the players will still play. But my concern is Champions League right now. It's a tournament that's been going on since since about, like, August. And, like, obviously I'm a big Chelsea fan, and, like, I think they're going to – well,
is Chelsea
going to
be in the Super League?
Semifinals. Yeah.
Yes, Chelsea's in the Super League.
So they're one of the teams
from the Premier.
We're in
why don't
the semifinals.
You like it then? Because
no, he doesn't understand. Like
I'm embarrassed to be a Chelsea
losing,
fan.
Like for him, the Champions League means more because they make it every year, and winning that against all these other competitions from across Europe, like it's more special than just playing in this league that you get to qualify for every year, right?
Nope, he's shaking his head.
No, you want to be able to
totally
qualify.
Wrong.
That's
but
the
good
whole
try.
Beauty of it.
That's
the whole
exactly
beauty of
what
it.
I'm
like,
saying. That's exactly
Chelsea's
what I'm
fighting. Chelsea's fighting right now to qualify for Champions League. That's what makes it like.
Yeah, isn't that what I'm saying?
I thought you were saying that I'd rather them just be in it every year.
No, no, no. You would rather. That's the reason you like the reason you don't like the Super League is because like the Super League just guarantees you a spot anymore. Like what you want to be able to go play all these different teams from across Europe, different every year.
Yeah.
Explain
also,
to soccer, John, like he's in preschool.
I got that. But also you have like these other big clubs like Bayern Munich and Dortmund and PSG, who literally have like some of the best young talent in the world who are never joining the Super League apparently. So like now that just separates like some of the best like young players, Mbappe, Haaland, and like Mbappe. It's just all one big mess because there's actually a big economic problem too for these small clubs in England, Italy, France.
Ted Lasso, great show.
Ted Lasso is a good show.
Oh, you watch it too?
No, never seen it. Anyway. yeah, this is definitely not great for the future of soccer. It's definitely something to keep an eye on. Like, it's not going to start till 2023. We're going to have some time to figure it out, but I just want to thank you for coming on today, Soccer John.
Actually, no, I have one more question before we
one more question.
Go.
Soccer All right, what's John, the question for Soccer John?
The two of us are looking into maybe going to Europe next spring when the Champions League was supposed to be. Should we boycott the Super League if it's happening then?
Should we boycott 2023? Didn't you just hear my ending?
I kind of tuned you out, no. But, all right, hypothetically, if we were there for Super League, would we ban it or boycott it?
No, you would go watch still. No, don't lie. Don't lie, Soccer John. You would be the first one in that Chelsea stadium on Sunday
Soccer
morning.
John would probably do it because Soccer John would be on vacation, but and yep. It's an experience. But Soccer yep. John would never turn on the TV if he was in his home of Havertown, Pennsylvania and State College.
So it'd be your last soccer game of all time.
Soccer John would basically retire and just become regular John for a while.
Soccer John would leave his nickname in the stadium when he leaves. It's like in Friday Night Lights when Tim Riggins in his last high school game after losing the state championship, he leaves his cleats on the Texas football field.
That's essentially what would happen.
Thank you, Soccer John, for speaking with us today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Soccer John. This was awesome. Chives, you want to send us off?
Yeah, I'll send us off. Peace out from Chives.